From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. A group of more than 25 congressional members in a bipartisan effort sent a letter asking Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack for immediate assistance for organic poultry and dairy producers. The letter says the situation is dire and requires your immediate response. International trade challenges, persistent drought, and the lack of a stable domestic supply of certified organic feed combined to create a dire economic situation for the past 2 years. USDA says inspections of soybeans and grain for overseas delivery all fell in the 7 days ending December 8th. Soybean assessments came in at 1.84 million metric tons, down from over 2 million tons the prior week. Corn inspections also fell 505,000 metric tons, down from almost 825,000 the previous week. Wheat inspections totaled just 218,500 metric tons, down from 341,000 the week before and 269,000 the same week last year. Leaders of state corn groups and the National Corn Growers Association called on President Biden to take additional steps to address the pending decree by Mexico that would block imports of biotech corn. Wednesday's letter encouraged Biden to raise the issue during upcoming trade talks and to file a dispute under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement if Mexico doesn't act quickly. Corn farmers are currently in the process of making planting decisions for next spring. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update.